That's what I got going in Depot.
I guess so, didn't it?
And you know, we had to drive from their homes about 20 miles on the tire and all. We were in the whole works, and Ward had to go Sunday then. That was Saturday night. He had to go up there a minute whole Sunday and get somebody to open up and sell him. I think he said he had to buy the whole wheel.
Had about what?
By the wheel, the whole wheel.
I see, yeah. We're talking about birds. What about this bird that drills holes in trees?
Those old redheads, some people call them, some call them peckerwoods. Now, we have lots of them. They'll just sit there and peck till they can peck a hole just as round as you ever saw. And they'll go in there and then they'll go down and peck way down in there and make a nest for the female birds to go in there and lay and hatch.
Do you have an animal around here that's got a white stripe down his back and can smell bad if he wants to?
Yeah! We call them polecats. And we have lots of armadillos.
Hadn't always had those, have you?
No, we haven't. We just had them about 5 years, I think. And they can make tracks wherever their feet go down in our yard. They'll be that deep. What makes that, you reckon?
I don't know.
And they're about that big. Just make deep holes down. We'll have a time with our yards around here, and you find them often killed up and down the highway. Cars run into
it. Ma'am.
They travel at night.
Yes, ma'am. I see. Did you ever have any trouble with animals getting in your hen roost and killing your chickens?
Yes. Owls will do that. Bad about it. And hawks will catch them on the outside of the house. Just dive down and get them in the yard.
You ever heard people call animals like that varmints?
Yeah. And you know, a long time ago we had some varmints in here. They're called panthers.
Really?
And they'd scream like everything, but I haven't heard of one in years. I reckon they all got killed out.
I guess so.
They weren't too many of them, but there was enough that kept us all scared of the woods.
Yes, ma'am. Well, do you have different types of squirrels?
We've got what they call a red fox squirrel, and then I don't know what they call them other little squirrels, little brown ones.
They climb trees?
Mm-hmm. These ones run up and down that old tree out there out at my window. They weed me a little rooster there and watch him play a long time. And they raise down there in that patch. I bet you pretty that in them old trash piles that they have raised there. And little rabbits. Now when spring comes, this yard will just be full of little tiny rabbits running and playing every morning.
Is that right?
They raise down there in them trash piles, and just below my land there's a little road runs through there, and there's a branch down there and a big lot of bushes and mess. I expect they raise in there too, but they always come from that way and get up here and run and play and have a big time. But if we get out after them, they scoot.
Yes, ma'am.
And we used to have an awful lot of snakes come from there. But that's another thing makes me like to keep that bush all down. We don't have so many snakes. I think they come out of that branch because the most of them was those old watermouth moccasins. Mm-hmm. And I've seen them 5 and 6 feet long.
Yeah.
W.G. killed one on my front porch one time, shot his neck off. And him there sticking his head up there trying to pull the screen door open, and it wasn't latched and it was about to come open.
Oh, really?
And I looked and saw him and I said, W.G., and he wasn't but just a little, I was about 14 or 15.